This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Welcome back to the Treasure Island Baseball Network. Louis Varland has not allowed a run in 3 of his last 4 starts for St. Paul. He's been called up as the 27th man and starts tonight. That is where Chris begins his pregame conversation with manager Rocco Baldelli. It is brought to you by UCARE.
Game 2 of a doubleheader, Twins and the Guardians. Chatting with Rocco Baldelli before this long, fun day of baseball begins. And let's just focus on your Game 2 starter, and that's going to be Louis Varland. We all know Louis. We know what he's done previously. But what has he been up to lately in terms of how he's throwing the ball and the reports you're getting from St. Paul?
Yep, he's made some good starts lately. His usage, Pete Mackey and the AAA guys have kind of altered his usage a little bit. He's been doing a good job. With the part of the season that we're getting to with some of the starting pitcher, injuries and just late season stuff that we're dealing with, we knew that we were going to have to turn to Lou at some point again as a starter. That was a very likely scenario, and here it is right in front of us.
In doubleheaders, obviously, task one, win game one. And we don't know as we speak what game one is going to look like or what you're going to have to do to try to win that ball game. Are you careful about usage of guys maybe using a reliever in both ends of a doubleheader, or depending on the guy, depending on the usage, is that something that's on the table?
In today's game, you're not going to see a lot of guys throwing in both games of a doubleheader. And a lot of our pitchers, the handful of them, they've thrown a lot lately. Even with the off day yesterday, they've thrown a lot lately. So for the most part, it's like a one guy discussion. If you have that one guy who might be able to do it, you can talk to him and talk through it. We've had guys like that in the past, maybe with like Clippard and Romo and those types of pitchers. They'll come right up and say, like, I'm good for both if you need me for both. But right now, I think we're just going to focus on using who we have to in game one to win the game, and then we can move on and figure out game two when we get there.
There's a chance we see Alex Cobb potentially in game two. You've known him for a long, long time. He's been through a lot, hasn't pitched yet this year. What do you remember most about him that you think serves him well as he returns to big league action?
Well, he's a guy that's been able to really change who he is as a pitcher a couple of different times. He taught himself the tremendous kind of split change that he's used for many years. It changed his career. Early on in his career, he would pitch at, 90, 91, 92. Later on in his career, he became much more of a hard thrower. And even right now, he's still got very good stuff. He's working his way back. He's dealt with a bunch of injuries this year, but he appears to be healthy and we're about to face him. So he'll be a tough challenge for us. No matter what version we get of him, he's generally very tough.
And for people who obviously none of us really understand, what does between games of a split look like for you? Is it immediately in, flush the first game, and get right to work on game two?
Well, a lot of it is setting, up your lineup. We have some ideas always, and I think I know what I want to do, but you got to check on players health-wise after playing the first game. You check to see what the opposing team's kind of looking like or if anything might change for them. But you got to get that kind of locked in. We have plenty of time, though, today because it is a split doubleheader. So I might even go for a little jog once I get the lineup done and, maybe sweat it out a little bit before game two.
Sounds like a very good plan. That's Rocco Baldelli. Send it back to the studio.
Yeah, and Rocco may have gone for that jog as, once again, Chris talked with Rocco earlier today before the first of the doubleheader, two games here today. Rocco didn't even talk after game one. And whatever he's been doing so far during doubleheaders, it's working as the Twins are 6-1 so far in games of a twin build this season. The manager's pregame comments brought to you by UCARE, people-powered health plans. Up next, when Harmon Killebrew crushed his way into a very select club, that's in our Tale of the Tape, coming up here on your home for Twins baseball.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.